Let's talk to the King. Howard Eskin joins us every single Thursday at this time. Good morning, King.
Good morning, and you're the last guy I would want life advice from.
Well, I know, Howard.
Last guy,
Howard, I know. And yet, you hired me as your producer, so what does that say about you?
Did you really know what you were getting? Did you know what you were bargaining for, Howard?
Obviously, if I did, it wouldn't have happened.
You know, Howard, I remember being on Edge Hill Road in, maybe that's Abington, and talking to you for the first time over the phone. And it was a thrill. It was, and I got to tell you, it was very surreal, because obviously I grew up listening to WIP. Really? And all this, and of course, Howard, it was Tim Sabian that connected us, if you remember. And, you know, it was like, it was a very weird thing to talk to Howard at the age of whatever, 26, 26.
I remember the first time I talked to Howard.
25,
also.
Maybe. Yeah, do you? So what was that like, John?
The first time, I don't know, Howard, if you remember, you helped me. I mean, the very first time I talked to Howard, he was putting me in touch with a realtor to try to find a place.
Look at you, King. Look at you. Just,
I mean, it was like out of the blue, I got a call. I didn't recognize the number, and it was Howard.
Okay. Well, Howard,
I appreciated it a lot. I mean, he reached out. Yeah.
So, Howard, while you're helping people out, can you help the Sixers be a better-run organization?
Well, I've said this, and I said this publicly, it's the worst organization from top to bottom. Now, there's some good people in there.
There are, yeah.
But it's the worst organization from top to bottom that I've ever, ever been around in my life.
Holy
in
cow.
Philadelphia. It's ridiculous. They don't tell you the truth from top, and again, there's some people that do, to bottom. That includes now the coaches on board with not telling you the truth, Nick Nurse. It's just...
What makes you say that? The coaches on board with not telling the truth.
When last night before the game, when I asked him the question about the investigation, he says, well, nobody told me about that. What are you talking about? You just walked into you're walking into a news conference. That is on the top of everybody's mind.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that nobody told you about that? And then he tap danced around his weight situation where he had to correct himself because earlier, somewhere in the news conference, he said, talked about Joel Embiid's weight and then he's going to have to lose some. And then, oh, wait a minute, he said he lost 25 to 30 pounds, which is another lie because when you come into camp, you have a physical. And the physical, one of the things is you get on a scale. You know how much, if you lost, how much weight you lost because you just had a physical.
Yes.
So everything, it's sad. That's why you like, and I'm going to give Saquon Barkley another shout out. That guy is one of the classiest athletes and honest athletes that I've been around for years. Now, there's guys on the team, and Brandon Graham, and you still have a bunch of Eagles.
Yeah.
But just to have a new guy come in and be like guys from years ago with the way he's a teammate and honesty. But the Sixers are just not honest. And that's sad. You know, the Embiid knee situation, he's got problems. And I was told by somebody that has knowledge of the situation, he's got problems with that knee. And they knew a week ago that he wasn't going to play in the opening game, but they're trying to sell tickets. And that's sad. But the Sixers are in trouble, you know, because of that situation. It's unbelievable. And, you know, with him not playing, we talk about the team and they're talking about the playoffs. What about the fans that pay for opening game? You're paying more
it's
money
bad.
Because of the ticket pricing. More money for tickets. But you know why the NBA is going to investigate? And all Sixers are going to do is pay a fine. That's all that's going to happen. It's because of national TV. Last night's game was on national TV, and you're missing your two best players. All right, I'm going to ask you guys a question. How many games this year do you think that Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey will play in the same game?
That's a great one, because I thought you were going to say, does Embiid play? So let me just start with that. I'm going to guess Embiid plays 44 games. But your question's great, Howard, because obviously all 44, if it is that, aren't going to involve the other two. So you're... Yeah, it might be 30 or under.
I'm guessing 30. If they get to 35,
easily under 30. easily well, under 30.
They'll be a well-oiled machine by the playoffs.
Yeah, that's, well, that's a great point, Howard.
You know, everything's going to be okay. It's just, but you can't do that. You can't do that for the fans. But they're not, they're doing this to try to get him to play for, because there's so many national TV games with the Sixers, especially when they signed Paul George, who, by the way, here's another thing. If you look at his statistics, last year he played, I think it was 71 or 74 games because he was playing for a contract. Do you know the four previous years he played a couple of seasons under 50 games, but it was nowhere out of the 50s.
Yeah. So now, two of those years were to be fair, 2 years were COVID where there was less games.
Okay. Just to give it context. So I'll take that out of the mix. But the reality is he's not going to play a lot of games either. And the 4-year max contract, Sixers got him because nobody else wanted to sign him for 4 years max. They would have signed him, but not for four years max. And let me just address the Embiid situation. Why in the hell, and I've had two NBA people ask me this question, why in the world did Daryl Morey give him a 3-year extension? Now he's got 5 years at an average of $62 million. When he really knew he was hurt, you have a physical before you sign. They knew he had knee issues. Why would you give him an extension? Don't tell me other teams are going to sign him, because they're going to go through the same things and not going to do that. So they're, now they have Embiid under contract for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And how many people think he's going to be healthy for the next year?
It's a good point.
The next five.
So, so where is the breakdown? Where did the breakdown occur, Howard?
There was no breakdown. He knew. Daryl Morey is just making everybody happy because he won't be here at the end of Embiid's contract because he got his money, because he got the owner to give him his money. So he's not going to be here. So he's just and you know what? It's a fan thing. It's just, oh, make everybody happy because they raise ticket prices.
Well, it also could be about trying to get that arena built.
Joe, you read my mind.
Yeah.
You read my mind. And if they get fined, they're paying out that money to all the politicians. It's in donations, but call it what you want. Like the mayor says, well, we're going to get $50 million. We'll see if they get it for help in the communities. But it's her initiatives, which she had before she was even mayor. So it's taking care of her. This whole thing, and the arena is a big part of it. There's no question. And I've already said that would be a disaster financially for
football. Yeah, no, I know. We know where you stand there. Howard, let's get to the Eagles.
Sure.
So they're 4-2. It's the first time this year they have what you can call a good record. I mean, I guess 1-0 is good, but it's not much. Are the Eagles actually good, Howard?
Yeah, I think they are. And now, how good is, good?
Sure.
Yes. How good is another question. But they're starting to take steps. The last game was better, and I know it was against the Giants, but the Cleveland stuck too. So, but it was better than Cleveland. So it looks like the defense is better. You know, Jalen's better, but he's got to be better. And let me give you another little point. And I've talked to some people. I try to find out, like, why is Jalen Hurts not under center more? And I knew they practiced it more last week, and I've said that. I said that last week. They practice it more, but why is he not under center? So I talked to, I've spoken to coaches. I won't say coaches from where.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Mark Sanchez both Saturday and Sunday before the game. He says there's some quarterbacks, when they do play action, and play action's better under center, when you turn, you lose sight of what's going on the other side of the line of scrimmage. And some quarterbacks are uncomfortable with that. And I don't know that Jalen Hurts is, but that could be a reason that he's not under center more. So, and I think he's got to be under center more because you can do more things.
Well, good thing that's fixable.
Yes, well, it should be. Yeah, it should be with practice and work, and I'm sure they've tried to work on it. But he's got to be honest with them and say the reason that he prefers to be in the pistol or the shotgun. They are.
It does make sense. You do turn your back to the.
Yep.
You turn your back to guys who are trying to come and get you, and that has to be unsettling and uncomfortable, especially if that's
exactly
not what you're accustomed to doing. When you look at a guy like. When you look at Jared Goff, the way he holds that ball out while he's play faking, while they're faking those stretches in Detroit, and I talk an awful lot about the Detroit offense because I love what they're doing, the creativity, every week it's something new, many new things, but the stretch play where you extend that ball and the defense can actually see it.
Yeah.
They can see the ball being held out. That it has such pull. If you're a linebacker, you have to honor that.
Yeah, Donovan,
you have
Donovan
to take
was good
five steps up into the line of scrimmage. Joe, I'm telling you, we opened, I don't know, 50% of our plays, of our games, with something similar.
Well, John, that,
pass
that goes...
67, double go. We loved it because it worked. It's great play action because Don extended that thing. But he also turned his back on the defense.
Right, and Goff is maybe, and I just heard Boomer Esiason before we came on, he ranked him the number one quarterback right now in the league.
Wow.
And he probably is. You need the quarterback. Hey, Saquon Barkley's going to be terrific. But you need the quarterback in certain games to be a really good quarterback. Yeah. And you're going to have to do everything. And Detroit does it really. I thought they're better than I thought they would be this year. But it comes down to the quarterback. And he's so relaxed and so doing everything that the offensive coordinator wants him and has him do. And they come up with new things because the quarterback feels comfortable doing those things. And Jalen, I think, obviously, we all hope he will get better, but I think he can get better
he
doing
will.
Those things.
I mean, hey, practice, reps, with reps, you do improve, usually. And I know that it matters to this quarterback. I think that helps as well.
Yeah, and there's no question. But I think they'll be better. I think they have a good chance of winning on Sunday, just because they have a little more confidence. They're better. Cincinnati can score more points than obviously New York can.
Sure,
but the thing is, if the defense plays the way they did,
these young kids, huge challenge.
Look, it's a challenge. It's a very intriguing matchup.
Chase and T. Higgins. Yeah, these guys have to step up to the plate.
Let me add one thing that I forgot to mention about Embiid, and you're going to love this.
Uh-oh.
I was told, great information, Joel Embiid wanted to leave the Olympic team before it was over, and he doesn't know why. So I'm surmising he played 27 minutes the first game and 12 the second game. And Steve Kerr was not happy.
Well, somebody should ask him when he's next available. Well,
yeah, the next year or 2 years when we get to talk to him.
Wait, you said Steve? Wow.
Well, Steve Kerr wasn't happy with him as a player, but the reality is you can't leave the Olympic team.
No, you can't. No. All right, King, stay well, my man. Thank you,
all
Howard.
Right, take care. You guys have a good day.
All right, you got it, buddy. All right.